You're listening to episode 909. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided as you discover a meditation technique to help you have more clarity and to feel connected to your true inner nature, that part of yourself that may get neglected in the rush of day-to-day living. It's all too easy to get caught up in the mundane and what's happening in life and the trivial. And when you start to feel as though you're spending too much time on things that don't really matter in the big scheme of things, it's good to revisit who you really are, to remind yourself of who you are at your core, your true inner nature. So in today's meditation, you'll be using a technique to help you do that. And you'll have the option, if you'd like, to focus on your first chakra. Chakras are a way for you to process your emotions, to get in touch with yourself again. And so they're nothing to be worried about if you're not familiar with chakras. And you also can be guided in a complete meditation that I offer every single day, using these techniques I share with you on the podcast, at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there you can become part of a membership site that connects you to people from all over the world in a private Facebook group, and you receive a customized journal for each weekly series. So today's episode, there's a special place for you to enter your thoughts in a journal. And you also receive a weekly slowdown guide with all the techniques laid out nicely for you that you can print out and keep. You also get a few other perks there. I have live trainings and live meditations that I offer. Again, it's at sipandom.com. Now you can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free. So you could get the journal, the slowdown guide, and all of that for this week's series if you'd like to. Well, I also want to mention that every Thursday, this is for Thursday's meditation, I share with you a productivity technique, because it's not just meditation, it's a lifestyle. And so I like to share with you not only the meditation techniques, but a lifestyle technique for each day. Well, on Thursdays, I share a way for you to get important things done. And these are things that help you reduce stress, just like a meditation technique will help you. And today's technique, which is customized for you to receive clarity, is to focus on one thing each day that would provide you with a sense of accomplishment at the end of the day if you completed it. So if you wake up in the morning and start your day this way, you'll find that if you focus on just one thing that you could do, to make yourself move forward on important projects and goals, whether it's for your health, if you include a meal with lots of greens in it, or you take a walk to include more fitness in your life, or maybe you want to repair a relationship, so you call a friend or reach out to someone. Whatever it might be, that big project at work you want to move forward on, if you do one thing that you focus on each day, even if you get distracted during the rest of the day, if you make sure you do that one thing, and you can usually find a way to fit it in, you'll start to feel momentum. And this momentum helps you to have more clarity. It helps you to focus and have clarity on what means most to you in your life. So try focusing on just that one thing. In the morning when you wake up, consider when you sit down to meditate, or you go about the morning getting ready for the day, consider what would make you feel really good at the end of the day if you took a step to move forward on accomplishing an important goal you may have. Try it and start to notice the results you get. So for the meditation technique today, you may be getting ready to settle yourself into your meditation space, and you might even be getting ready to go to sleep, so you're lying down or you're going about your busy day. This is a technique to tap into intuition. To do this technique, focus on feeling rooted or grounded. If you're seated, you could visualize roots extending deeply into the ground, extending from you, reaching deeply into the ground. And one of the best ways to get back in touch with yourself is to remember where you came from. So consider loved ones who have supported you, friends who believe in you, people, teachers who inspired you. Consider how this support made you who you are today. Could even be your ancestors. You may have heard stories of ancestors in your family who did great things, or maybe you resemble them or take after them. Feel connected, deeply rooted to these people who believe in you. Visualize their faces. Visualize them gazing at you with love. See the expression on their face. Sending out your gratitude and love for helping make you who you are today. You can continue your meditation or go about your day, bringing into your consciousness these people who believe in you, who help remind you of who you are. If you're meditating, meditate just to the point where you could go a little longer, always ending it on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.